you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, you'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Hello, friends. It's Crazy Shit in Real Estate time. And today I'm bringing you an amazing woman from the greater Denver area, Katya de Orbegosa. And she's going to share with you a couple of stories learned in her journey from a former corporate life, joining real estate during the Great Recession, and what she learned about, frankly, home inspections along the way. I hope you'll enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on the other side. Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor.
Hey, y'all. Just going to take a quick break from this conversation to let you know about the sponsor of today's episode. That sponsor is, well, frankly, it's me. It's Lee Brown University. Look, it's no secret that real estate is crazy competitive, getting more so every day. And when the pie doesn't get any bigger, but the people wanting a piece of it do, you've got to figure out a competitive advantage. And that's why I created Lee Brown University. It's everything you need from soup to nuts, cradle to grave, point A to point B, whatever point B is. Each of you has different goals. So maybe you're a new to the career realtor, or you're a super experienced pro who can't figure out that next level. There's something in my course that's going to help you break through. It's designed for you before I even met you. So enroll in Lee Brown University today. You go to www.leebrownu.com and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content.
Hello, Katya.
Hi, how are you?
Did I say it right?
Yeah, you said it perfectly.
All right. I keep my coffee this morning. I'm in good space.
That's good.
But I'm not going to butcher your last name without help. De Orbegosa.
So if you want to say it in English, it will be De Orbegosa. In Spanish, is De Orbegosa.
De Orbegosa. And we say it the right way. You know, we don't want to butcher it with the English I have.
Well, if you ask my daughter, she will say De Orbegosa. So yeah.
How old is she? Funny.
She's 19. Yeah.
Are you an empty nester?
Oh yes, I am.
How does that feel?
Well, she's still home. So I'm not that empty.
So maybe you're looking forward to it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Well, thank you for coming on the show today. I'm excited to.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Yeah, me too. And thank you for everything that you did for Diamond Circle. That was awesome.
Well, it was absolutely my pleasure. I love us. I love what realtors do, and I love celebrating the good stuff.
Oh, yes. Definitely, yes.
So talk to me a little bit about you. How long you've been in business, around the business? And
so, well, I moved to United States in 07. And then in 2010, I got my license. And I love real estate. I have a business partner that she's amazing, Phoebe Nason. And we together are the DN Home Gym and RE/MAX Edge. And yeah, we try to be a one-stop shop for our clients. We do property management, investment properties, and real estate. So we are busy ladies.
So the property management, I always refer to that as the high headache, low margin part of the business. But if you're doing investment properties, you're providing an extra service. So exactly. You got into the business, though, in the worst of the recession. So tell me why you decided to get into real estate at, like, we were not even at the bottom yet in 10. We were heading for the bottom.
I think that probably I didn't know. And yeah, that was crazy because I didn't have an idea. And I moved here. I used to work in corporate for 14 years and always in internal communication. I love to talk with people. I love to help people. So my husband, well, you should be a real estate agent. And I was, okay, let's see.
Why not?
Exactly. So I took my classes, even that people think, yeah, I remember when I went, don't worry, you're not going to have passes at the first time. And I have a degree in communication. So I have I can do it. Yeah. I'm Hispanic, but not dumb. So yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I passed at the first. Actually, I do it in 3 weeks. because my mom and dad decided to visit me that first week. So I had to do it double. So I did. So I had to go online. So I did it everything in 3 weeks and I passed my test. And yeah, I was working in both property management and real estate since the beginning. Then I stopped the property management. I joined RE/MAX. Then I get back to property management with Phoebe. And yeah, we are rocking it.
So do you personally invest in real estate or do you just coach?
No, not yet. My dad has properties in Peru, but I don't invest here. Probably in the future.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's my plan.
I want to know more about this level of customer service that y'all decided to provide. So for you and Phoebe, changing the level of experience that your clients have, did that come from bad experiences that you had had that you wanted to elevate other people? Or was this just your corporate mindset of I've got to create excellence from day one?
I think it's our corporate mind that we think that, yeah, we need to be in that level. We need to be the best of ourselves and to every client. It could be a condo, it could be a million home. We need to be in that level. We are always there for them.
Why do you think so many realtors lose sight of the fact that there needs to be a higher bar? And I'll bring this up because there was a conversation on Facebook, I don't know, yesterday or the day before, and I don't know if you were in that same group of realtors, but this new agent posted, can I just do cell phone pictures of a listing or do I have to use a photographer? And that was her question. And so the bulk of the responses were, you got to hire somebody. And she answered each one of them, I don't think I need to. Houses are selling too quickly. And I was like, you're shortcutting yourself and you're shortcutting your client when you're looking to cut corners. So I'm curious about the mindset because you guys are top producers. You're doing a great business and you get amazing reviews back from your clients. Why do you think so many agents approach it with this lackadaisical mindset?
I think because they're new and they're seeing that houses are selling in a day. But you always need to look at the future and this market is not going to be always the same. So if you are not always on your same standard, it's like, yeah, we have a house in one of the most desirable area. We knew we were going to have 23 competitive offers, but we still did metaport, pictures, aerials, even if it was going to be one day on the market, because we work by our business is by referral. So if we want a worldwide referral, yeah, they're going to know what you do it and they will check everything on the back. So for me, it's not, yeah, the house can sell on a day, but everything that you do prior to that, that's where you get your money from. Because that is, so we have this beautiful home. It looks to a small lake, but they're living in the house. We could not bring staging. We work our butts. We move furniture, we turn around furniture, we bring staging items, we went and buy a carpet. So the house look the HTV effect and the pictures, because we want people to go and say, oh, I can move here right now. And that is all the work we do prior. And if you don't have the wonderful pictures, it's not the same. And the market will change. The market will go and then they will go and see and they will, oh, how was working with this lady? Oh, she took a picture with her phone. and I sell it in a week. And then the other lady was, yeah, I have my professional picture, aerial pictures and everything. And that's what we do. Yeah, that's kind of what we want people to refer and tell our story, what we do to help them. So we can have repeated business. And that's how our business is growing.
I love how you put that. The referrals are telling your story instead of just passing your name out. That is so well said. All right. So speaking of telling stories, you know, we like to tell stories here on Crazy Shit in Real Estate.
Yes.
And I want to know what kind of story you brought me. So let's all sit back and listen to Katya and find out what she's experienced in real estate.
Okay, so I have a crazy story and I have my notes because I couldn't remember all the details. So long story short.
Like a good realtor, you kept copious notes just in case, because friends, you should always keep notes. But anyway, carry on.
So we have this deal. It was a really nice house, big price. And 10 days, we were the buyers. 10 days prior of the actual closing, we got a list pending from the girlfriend of the ex-husband that he was not on the trust for more than 10 years. And the girlfriend only had been with, has a kid of 3 years old.
Wait. So the seller is the ex-wife. And then yes, the lease pending came from the ex-husband's girlfriend?
Yes.
Well, carry on. I'm just having to draw a tree in my mind.
So we need to, we have to bring lawyers to everyone. We need lawyers for title, lawyers for the seller, lawyers for the buyer. I think lawyers for the lender. I think it was lawyers, lawyers, and the lawyers of the lawyers. And that is when we need to keep it together and we go to the best of our clients. We already have sold, well, we were closing the next day, the house of our buyers.
Oh.
So everybody has loose earnings money. If we say no, and we're not about talking a small number. So it was big. And so we had to stick with them. We closed, and that's what I have my notes, in 105 days. It took us to go to close. And we're talking COVID era. So we are also, yeah, court is not working. The lawyer of the seller decided to go on vacation. So she took forever and we were able to actually, and we didn't understand. We were saying, but this is the girlfriend, da, 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 da. He's not even on the trust. So why?
How did they let her file this on the house?
Looks like you actually can file a list pending in anyone, but then you will be dismissed.
Did the ex-wife have to pay her off or to make it go away?
No, actually, we were able to get that dismissed, and she didn't want to pay.
Well, I don't blame her for not wanting to pay. I wouldn't pay the girlfriend either. That probably is not a good scenario.
Yes, and yeah, it was crazy. And she didn't want to pay. So we need to dismiss this. We need to prove everything that she's not related and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, we were able to stick it together and be with our clients and provide the best advice that we can do. So you want to stick together? Let's stick together. Let's make it happen. So yeah, we were able to close and everybody's happy now. And the lady probably is not happy because she didn't get the money. But yeah.
I think she can talk to somebody else about that. So did your client stay in their existing house? Did y'all delay that closing? Did they find an Airbnb? What did they do for 105 days?
Actually, this house was an Airbnb. So we actually were able to put them as an Airbnb on the house while we were solving everything.
Oh my gosh, that might be a solution for anybody with a vacant house and a buyer in flux. Make it an Airbnb and then you've got some protections, but they've got somewhere to go.
Yep.
That's crazy. But it totally worked out.
Yeah, it totally worked out.
But I will point out, though, for all of you listeners and viewers, during the COVID era of real estate, that's one of the things that occurred that the general public has no clue about, which is that the courts were closed. And when the courtrooms close down across the country, we can't record deeds. And if we can't record deeds, we can't close mortgages. And if we can't close mortgages, people getting a mortgage can't get into a house. So when COVID hit and the shutdowns hit, there were people out there in the middle of closing transactions with their stuff on U-Hauls that got trapped by a closed courtroom. And it takes a professional realtor like Katya to help you figure out how we're going to keep the pieces together so that when you look back several months later, you're in the house and everything's good. You've gotten through those moments because that's why you hire a realtor. If you're by yourself, you might be able to make it through. But what the realtor provides is not just the information, but also being the sounding board and being the one that says, oh, there's an Airbnb solution. Let's find it. So when we tell you to hire a realtor, we're not just wanting somebody somewhere to get paid, although realtors deserve to get paid for their hard work most of the time. I won't say all the time, but most of the time. There's so many services that get provided along the way that we don't know we're going to provide. It's like Katya describing refocusing that furniture in that house.
That's a service you didn't know you would have to provide, but you did it because it reflects on you when you do it, and it reflects on the seller as well in their result of the sale. So in your 11 years of the business, outside of COVID era, what is the one lesson you've learned as a property owner yourself that you wish the world knew when they called you first?
Oh, that's a really tough question. And I know.
So let's just pretend the phone rings and it's a new client.
Yeah, I think the importance of inspection.
Actually, as a homeowner,
I can say people think that inspection is expensive, but this is the most expensive thing that you're doing, your most expensive investment. And I actually had a crazy story about it. I bought a house from another realtor that he flipped this house. And it was at the beginning of my career. And I bought the house and it was all stucco. And I am not from here, as you can feel by my accent.
Are we talking IFAS synthetic stucco? Or are we talking hard coat?
This house has all the type of stuccos. So when I tried to sell my house, because my house has the best view ever, like it was a view with a house. Okay, I fall in love with a view. I didn't really realize all the details of the house. It was a view with a house. So I had problem with the roof because it was a flat roof.
Oh.
And began to leak. And then when the buyers wants to buy my house, they did a stucco inspection and all the stucco was needed to be replaced. I didn't knew that. Nobody told me. I didn't know. Yeah, inspection, it's important. And people try to ask you, oh, I want a new handle. I want the window to be clean. And I was, that's not important. Bring somebody to you know really that actually you're, oh, and then my furnace and my water heater fell the day that I moved. I have to move on the snow in February. And I had to get a new furnace. But it was okay. I love this house. And now, yes. So then when we decide, okay, that's it. We're done. We have to fire sell our house.
There's a lot to unpack right there. What I was writing down is a view with the house, because that's such a real world scenario for so many properties that you're buying something besides the structure. I just love the way you worded that. But when you think about this inspection process, it's what you said. People think that it's just money. I'll save money. I've got Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob can look at the house. Well, Uncle Bob might not know all the different mechanical and structural systems to look at, or the safety systems. And in the COVID era, where we're dealing with bidding wars on almost every house, we see people waiving inspections and it drives me crazy. I actually have mine sign a form that says, I'm fully aware of what I'm doing here because I don't want anybody to waive an inspection. And if you're wondering why we say this, and Katya will back me up on it, houses are built by humans. It doesn't matter how old it is. It doesn't matter how amazing it is. Humans make mistakes. And the longer that mistake lives on a house, the more of an issue it can turn into. And you need to know what you're buying. And you might buy it anyway because it's a view of the house and you love it and it's emotionally great. But knowing what you're getting is different than not knowing what you're getting. So looking back at that house, would you still buy it because you love that view?
I will buy it, but I will probably knew that I need to budget to make all these repairs.
And if I knew that
at that point, I will still buy it, but I will knew that what I'm paying for. Because I know that, yeah, if the guy that actually has the house right now, he haven't made any repair and it's killing me. Okay, I want to buy it again and I want to repair it. And now I have my beautiful home again. But another thing that, yeah, you were saying is also, and something that people don't know is that the seller can be in trouble if they left the people waive the inspection. Because if something happens in the future and he didn't disclose on the seller's property disclosure, he could be liable for that.
There's a lot of people that can be sued when things go sideways. And frankly, when we think 2 or 3 years down the road from this type of market that we're in, because markets change, I think lawyers are going to have a field day with the number of people who rejected information and didn't check on things. I think it's going to be interesting time. So realtors, protect yourselves. Consumers, protect yourselves. Check things out. And Katya said you might not even fix it right then, but you would know what you have to budget for so you can make that house perfect over time.
Katya, if somebody's looking for an amazing realtor, how do they find you? And also they'll find Phoebe, of course, because you guys are two peas in a pod.
Yeah, we are the yin and the yang. We complement each other. So yeah, we are in all the Denver metro area from Colorado Springs all the way to Thornton. People are familiar with Colorado. Or if you want to visit us in Denver, my phone number is 720-621-0994. And you can go to our website, www.thednteam.com. We changed it so many times.
Okay. Look, don't judge her, people. Just because she can't remember her own website does not mean you should judge her. And it's okay. I'll put it in the show notes for the episode. It's easier for you to go to the show notes, friends, and click on her website than to have her figure out what her website is. That was amazing. You're the first person in over 250 episodes to forget her own website. That's an achievement.
It's because we have the home and we take it out and now I don't remember.
You can also look up Katya de Orbegoso online. You can find her that way too. So we'll make your life easy. But if you need anything in Colorado or in the Denver area, they are highly regarded as professionals in the marketplace, and I know they'll take care of you. Katya, thank you for coming on the show. It's good to hear your voice and see your face, and I'm excited to see you again when I get to visit Denver.
Yeah, we'll see each other, I think, in July.
That's right. And we're recording this, friends, at the end of May 2021. And then I'm going to get to see Katya in 2 months at the NAR regional meeting. It's a very exciting time for realtors to get to hug each other.
Yay!
All right. If you enjoyed listening to Katya's couple of stories there and you've got something you want to share, hit me up on social media. I'd love to feature you in a future episode. In the meantime, subscribe for more. Reach out and connect with Katya via the show notes. And I'll see you next time.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you have some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.